listener production.
Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. We're back, and Simon is back in the studio. He's back on time today. And it's been so long since he's been here that he didn't have his headphones plugged in. And he said, geez, I can't hear anything.
Back. I tell you what, it's good to be back.
Is it good to be back, is it?
Well, it's sunny today. It's been a very, very tough experience coming back. I don't know if you guys know, I've been away.
Oh, yeah.
I've got jet lag. I'm going to get well into this because we're covering off a lot of Europe chat early, but we'll do it in an entertaining way, not in like a, I just got back from Europe. We'll do it in a funny way, but I'm calling someone out.
Okay.
I'm going to call someone out.
Well, before you do, we have an announcement for the show. It's for you all.
We do.
Simon, would you like to announce, or are you going to be a bit late on the announcement?
No, I can do the announcement. Okay, would you like to do the announcement?
Go for it.
To all of our near and dear showies, we have decided, after taking a bit of a break and getting some time to think, and this is actually a serious one, that we have decided that we are going to, for the immediate future, stop doing the Adam and Simon Show.
Hit pause.
So this is going to be the last week of the show because, well, for a multitude of reasons, which we'll go into maybe on Thursday.
Yeah, there's definitely people that'll be like, do Adam and Simon hate each other?
Nah, we don't hate each other. Not yet. Hate's a strong word. No. No, definitely not that reason. No, there's just a whole bunch of like logistical things. Anyway, we'll go into it on Thursday. But what we wanted to do was announce it now that this will actually be our last week of the Adam and Simon Show for the immediate future. And I know that that sounds really, but it's not going to be a month. And we're not taking a month off. We're not taking 2 months. It'll be a little bit longer than that.
Yeah. It is an indefinite period.
Exactly right. We are very keen to come back in some form, but it will not be the Adam and Simon Show as you know it.
Yes. We can tell you that we will be back. We just don't know when. And we just don't know what.
Yes, correct. Which is part of the fun, part of taking a break.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, as I said, let's just enjoy today's show. Lots of Europe chat.
Yeah.
We've got the quiz for one last time.
Yeah. And then on Thursday, like Simon said, we'll go into more depth into why we're stopping or why we're hitting pause and all of the things that are involved in that as well. So, showies, for the last Tuesday for a while, let's hit the music. Simon, you were late.
Great correspondent has returned with tales from the Northern Hemisphere.
That's what you promised.
I am here. Lend me your ears.
Oh, my God.
I have tales from Europe. But first, I have to call out someone. I've been back for maybe a week, less than.
Yep.
4 or 5 days. Gabriella Russo, who listens to this show.
Calling your wife out.
Calling the wife out post-honeymoon, calling her out.
You're saying that it was her fault that you're late?
No, absolutely not.
It's your fault that you're late.
Well, it's definitely my fault. I'm saying that she is on another level when it comes to telling people that she's been in Europe. On another level. It is wild.
Good.
She will be talking to someone, a stranger. On the tram.
Right.
I'm a bit tired. I'm jet lagged. Just got back from Europe. Just slides it into every conversation.
Sorry if I'm not paying attention. I just got back from Europe.
Mate, how bad's the weather here? In Europe, I was there last week.
Yes.
I shudder at the thought of telling people, but sometimes it's actually relevant.
Walked into the office today.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you're back, mate. How's the trip? I'm like, oh, it's good. Yeah, pretty good.
Things. Yeah, right.
I find it a tad embarrassing to be like, oh, I'm just a bit jet lagged. But sometimes when my eyeballs are hanging out of my face, it's probably worth mentioning to people. But best part about going overseas, although I must say Europe, tick, it's still there, guys.
It is.
Still there. Yep. Thriving.
Yeah. Thriving. I tell you what Europe doesn't give a shit about. Australia.
Oh.
This is like one of Rach's biggest things, is that Europe couldn't give less of a shit about Australia.
No way.
Like nothing. Or we're not even clogging things up to make it inconvenient. There's just not enough Australians over there.
No.
At the moment, Aussies are like, oh my God, so many people, all my Instagram feed, there's so many people. I know so many people in Europe. You go to Europe, do you know where there's not a lot of Australians? Europe.
Yep.
Proportionally, not much of us.
Even with your accent, you talk to people and they still go, where are you from? You're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, you're from England? You're like, no.
News at home doesn't travel to Europe.
No way.
European news travels to Australia.
Correct. We're hearing a lot about Brexit. I'll tell you what they haven't heard about. Anything from Australia ever. Anything at all. Mate, it started with an absolute, I knew that I was going to be away for 4 weeks. What became five?
Mm. Yeah, don't we know it?
I knew from like the very first plane ride that this was just going to be a goldmine of stories that I could tell you. Uh-huh. And I really think you're going to enjoy this one. Okay. I'm on the plane. So first plane flight was Melbourne to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Hong Kong to London. Mm. What a time. What a hours. Mm. 9 hours, Melbourne to Hong Kong. Get on the plane. Melbourne to Hong Kong, thriving. Very excited.
Pumped.
Didn't go business class. You went business class.
I did.
We're going to go very much into that next.
I got upgraded.
Sit down. So I'm sitting on the middle batch.
Oh, yeah. It's a 3-4-3 setup.
3-4-3.
You're in one of the two middle seats of the middle four.
Correct. Gabriella Russo on the aisle.
Yeah.
Simon Lovett. Then someone else.
She didn't give you aisle.
She liked the aisle because she goes to the toilet a lot, apparently.
She's little. She's got a little bladder.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. Didn't go to the toilet that much, though. Anyway. My neighbor.
Yeah.
And then another person.
Oh, good.
So, like, my full four stack. I'm like, okay.
Shocks.
Cool, cool, cool. We're getting in close here. I get on.
What row are you?
Oh, deep. 70s? 70s. Like 74?
I was in the teens.
Oh, my gosh. You disgust me. This is going to be such a funny comparison.
17K, I think I was.
Between my flight and your flight.
Oh, yeah.
So talk to me about your setup.
So we requested the upgrade on points.
Okay.
So I've been like hoarding credit card points like Scrooge McDuck for the last like 4 years.
Yeah.
We had like 500,000 points.
Oh, my God.
Like enough to build a...
plane?
Like, yeah, or enough to build a like a...
With 500,000, they probably let you fly the plane.
They're close to, I asked. They said no. The only thing we couldn't do with that many points, you can't upgrade to first.
Really?
No, you have to buy a business ticket to request an upgrade to first.
Oh.
We didn't buy a business ticket because we're not rich. So we had to buy a shared ticket.
Regular
and ticket. Then request the upgrade. And then we get there. We have to fly Melbourne to Sydney first because our flight was Melbourne, Sydney, Sydney, Singapore, Singapore, London.
Yes.
So because the cheap flight was the cheap flight was Sydney, Singapore, Singapore, London.
Gotcha.
The more expensive flight was Melbourne, Singapore, but because we're cheap, we flew domestic to Sydney.
It's so funny that you flew business and people are like, geez, he's making a bit of bank. It's like, no, no, he flew to Sydney because he's a tight ass with no money.
So I flew to Sydney first, but we get to the airport in Melbourne and because we're flying business from Sydney, which you find out 24 hours before. So 24 hours before, we're fist pumping.
Let's go, baby.
And then we get to the airport in Melbourne.
Oh, no.
No, no, we get there and we're like, oh, let's see if we can get into the lounge because we're flying business later. Thinking we're absolutely no chance.
Not from here, you can't.
We walk into there and we go, hey, we're flying business from Sydney to Singapore and London. Can we go in the lounge? And she was like, oh, absolutely.
What?
Come on into the lounge. So we head into the lounge at Melbourne. Then we've got 3 hours in Sydney. So we head into the lounge at Sydney.
What's happening in the lounge?
Melbourne lounge, Sydney. Sydney lounge. It's just like a bit of food. I mean, you can pour. These are the types of drinks you can have. You can have red, white, sparkling. Pour your own like gin, scotch, bourbon.
What?
There's an open fridge, or the fridge is closed, but an unlocked fridge with an unlimited amount of refillable beers, as well as taps with chilled pot glasses in there. So you can
far out.
You can like tie one on, and because you're about to go on 24 hours of flying, so you may as well just like have a few. So I had, we obviously start off with the champagne, which I've dubbed champlains.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant by you, Adam.
Start off with a champagne and then we go. Then I had like a white with some food and then a red and then I had a beer. Then I had a tap beer and then I had another canned beer and then I had a G&T. This is across like 4 hours.
Oh, I thought you were just gunning that before you got on one plane.
Nah, 3-4 hours. And then you'd go on to the plane.
You didn't have to wee?
At Sydney.
It's always my nerves.
There's a
be fine business. Who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no one in the way.
The toilets in business class, exactly the same as economy.
That's disappointing.
It is.
That's really disappointing.
I genuinely thought there'd be more space to piss.
That's disappointing.
There's not.
No.
Or change into your free pajamas.
No, I didn't get free pajamas. No, I certainly did not.
But get on at Sydney to go to, and then they give you another champagne when you get on board. Champlains.
Right.
Bang. Sit down. Sat next to a guy, mate, the most random bloke ever. He was an Englishman.
I bet you I know the most random bloke ever.
Oh, beat this. You see if you can beat this guy. He was an Englishman who lived in the Romanian countryside with his wife and adult child, who worked for an AI company that specialized in banking finance.
Nope, you win.
Yeah.
That's rogue.
Yeah.
Did you get chatting to him?
Yeah.
Is there people doing deals in business?
That's what I thought. I was like, this is what they do. I'll start talking to him. Because Rach and I weren't sat together because we got upgraded. They're like, they you guys get whatever's left.
Yeah.
And then so I
said, Rach would have been happy with that though.
No, she was unhappy. She wanted to be next to me so we could cheese the Champlains.
Ah, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah. And so, yeah, sat next to this guy.
You didn't ask to swap with the boy?
No, he said to me, he's like, oh, it's pretty good being away from the wife, isn't it? I was like, oh, actually, it'd be quite nice to be sitting next to him. He goes,
ah. There is a generation of people who hate their wives. It's so funny. I was at Paddington Station, train station, and Gab's ticket, her Oyster card didn't work and didn't let her through. And I was already through, and I went to go and get the guy. Oh, my wife stuck over there. And as we're walking back, he goes, just checking. Do you need me to let her through or not let her through? I was like, bro, what do you mean?
Very good.
Yes, shockers.
And then so I said to – he also, as a side note, so British guy living in the Romanian countryside with his Romanian wife working for an AI company, travels all around the world to, like, do stuff. He didn't recline his bed the whole way for the whole first leg. He just sat like a regular person with extra leg room on his business class flight.
That's selfish.
How often this guy flies business class. He was flying like he was going domestic.
He's like, it's fine. Oh, I mean, it reclines, but it's a bit of a novelty.
Yeah, didn't have a champagne, had half of his dinner, didn't change into his pajamas, and just sat like a regular bloke.
This guy makes me sick. This guy makes me sick. Mate, my neighbour on our plane, he gets on the plane late. We're all settled. It goes Gab, me, empty seat.
Gordon.
Person. Yep, Gordon. We'll call him Gordon. Gordon comes storming in.
Yeah.
Late.
Yeah.
He must have got excited not being in the lounge because he's in 76 with us. And he talks to his neighbour on the other side. He gets in. He's like, oh, how are you today? Are you going well? Nothing.
Donuts.
Got nothing from them.
Donuts. And not the free donuts they give you when you're in business class.
Yeah, far out. That's so gross. But then his neighbor on the other side was clearly making a point early. I am not here for conversation with you.
Headphones on, eye mask on.
Yeah. Like very much chunky neck set up.
Yeah.
Just sit there. I'm looking forward. I can hear you talking to me. I'm not engaging at all. Yeah. Like every now and then would look over with a disgusting look. So Gordon knew he had to try other avenues. Turns around to us.
Looks up the one-way street to his left.
Looks over to the left, right? And I'm always happy for a chat early doors.
Yeah.
You know, like we're going to chat early and then the plane will get going and then we'll just switch over to movies and away we go. He gets on there. Hey, guys, how you going? Yeah, pretty good, thanks, mate. Like, excited for the trip and
Where are you off to? Same place as you, Gordon.
He's like, yep, you ever been to Hong Kong before? Never been to Hong Kong. Oh, I've heard it's pretty good. And he's given us some facts about Hong Kong. Okay, this is good stuff. I like this. Oh, what do you do with yourself? Oh, I'm a physio and Gab's a singing teacher. He's like, oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I love that. Yeah, like this is what I do. Then goes into it and this is all. I'm like, okay, cool. We haven't started yet. Plane starts taking off. He goes, oh, bumpy start. I'm like, yep, bumpy start. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can analyze.
More ways than one, Gordon. In more ways than one.
I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can analyze this whole plane ride. And then Gordon is leaning over. He goes, oh, there seems to be, you know, like a slight wind delay. I was looking at the weather and he gives the weather. I'm like, okay, cool. Okay. Yep. All right. Good. And I'm looking at Gab and Gab's looking at me and we're in, you know, mutual agreement that I feel like we've done our duty. We've talked enough to Gordon, our neighbor, made him feel comfortable.
Polite.
Talked him through the thing. Yep. Being a polite guy. And we've kind of given each other the look like, all right, let's start wrapping this up. Gordon, on the other hand, not so much into wrapping it up. Turns out, though, he found an ally, Gabriella Rosso. He starts singing. He just randomly goes, you know what my favorite song is? Frank Sinatra. Fly me to the moon. I wanna take. Gab starts singing with him.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting there in the middle of a four banker with Gab singing Fly Me to the Moon on one side and Gordon singing Fly Me to the Moon to each other. And I'm like, what is going on?
You've been serenaded.
We're like 20 minutes into this fight. I'm like, I can't do this for 9 hours. I cannot do this.
Cancel Europe.
For 9 hours. This is not going to be good. This is not good. So our flight leaves at 10 o'clock at night. So we're like an overnight job. So get on, watch a movie, and then commit to going to sleep. I commit to going to sleep. So I've like put the headphones on, movie's on. And I actually had to say to Gordon, I was like, oh, I'm actually going to watch the movie. So he just turns back to his screen, which was just displaying the flight path on it. He was running no movies.
Oh, wow.
Controversial from Gordon, I would have thought. Running no movies.
Yeah.
Cabin lights dim. This is, we all get fed. We're watching a movie. I'm watching. What do I watch? Maybe, I don't know. I watch all three Creeds on the way home.
I watched the entirety of, what's that? The zombie one that's not, Last of Us.
Oh.
Yeah.
You watched that on the way over?
Yeah. No, I watched it on the first leg.
Big TVs?
Yeah, bigger TVs.
Yeah.
Not like 32, I think like 26 inch.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like desktop monitor.
Big enough. Yeah.
How do you touch the screen?
With your fingers.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. What's the lying down situation? Do you have support along the whole structure?
This is what business class has that you never told about. So obviously everyone knows you can
lie. This is what I want. I want to
hear lie down.
The things in business class that you're not told about.
So you can lie down, obviously.
Yeah.
I had to get out of my chair because I was too heavy and it wouldn't recline all the way with my weight on it. So I had to like stand up and then push the button like a poor person. You get a mattress.
What?
They have like this soft mattress that goes over the top of your chair and it like hooks through your seatbelt and stuff. And it would be like 2-3 inches thick.
Where does that come from?
Or just like it's sitting in a plastic bag. You know, you have a blanket. Like
yeah.
You get a poor man's blanket.
Hessian sack. Just climb into this. It's a little prickly, but you'll be fine. Yeah, 76. You'll be fine. Poor person.
76. Yeah. Oh, I'm 17, sorry. 17K.
Yeah. With a mattress and a duvet.
They're genuinely a mattress and then like a full-on blanket. But they come and you don't even have to do the mattress yourself. You say, oh, I'm just ready to go down for my sleep. Can you please prepare my bed for me?
No.
And they prepare your bed for you. I did it myself because I didn't know you could ask.
Because you're not from here.
Exactly,
that's why.
Yeah, because I wasn't used to being there. I also started talking to the, I think his name was Eric or Carl, one of the two. They're like, guy.
Flight attendant,
yeah. And I started talking, and I was talking to him for too long. And I was like, and then I didn't know how to get out of the conversation because they're so polite.
Yeah.
As long as you're paying.
He's never shutting it down.
Yeah, because you're paying so much money to be there. They're paid for.
They'd read
like,
you a story, I'd imagine.
Oh, definitely. If you bought a storybook in, they'll read you at least four chapters. They, because they have to be so nice to you.
Yeah.
I think that they also don't know when to cut it off either.
Yeah.
So I was in this like aggressive polite off with this guy called Carl.
That's funny.
For a while. I should ask him. But they make your bed for you. But this thing that they don't tell you about is that your chair also has a massage function.
What?
You push a button and it goes
that's bullshit.
It goes like, imagine like a gentle fist into your back and then it goes, and then it retracts. And then it goes
that's
a bit higher
so
into your
nice.
Back and it retracts. It's just
it's quite nice.
Just in two spots. I found it very uncomfortable, but Rach quite liked it.
Far out.
Yeah. And there's like preset ones.
See, because you already know you're getting better food, better service,
yeah.
and you get to lie flat.
Well, better food, but also crucially for you, more.
More food.
You can have as much as you like.
Really? Main meals, you can just keep going.
Well, you could ask for a second one, and I'm sure they would give it to you.
Wow.
You're pre-filling your breakfast as soon as you get there.
Yep.
And you like, select what you want. Then there's also like an unlimited snack buffet in the galley if you walk up. And then at the front of our plane, there was a bar. And so Rach and I headed up. We had a date on the plane. Walked up
love
to the
this.
Bar, sat down, and they were like, would you like a drink? We're like, I would love one. They made
how
us,
much?
Made,
I'll get these, Rach.
Made us a G&T. It was the strongest G&T I've ever had in my life. So I had a G&T and an apple, and then I ate it back.
That's unreal.
Yeah, so that was just the first leg.
That's so nice. Yeah. My mate Gordon, I've finished my meal, finished my movie. As the movie's playing, I've just like tucked in for a sleep. So I'm asleep. You know, every now and then you rustle awake and like, I open an eye. Gordon. No sleep, just hitting it raw. No headphones.
raw dog in the flight map.
Absolutely.
He beats my AI guy for sure.
Raw dog in the flight map, just watching it. I'm like, oh, Gordos, this is a brutal flight for you, mate.
Shit,
he was having
over,
a great time.
We're over Java now.
He was loving it, yeah. Jeez, you better turn right soon. We won't make it Hong Kong.
Oh. Ah, geez, that Wesley better come in soon.
Oh, mate, I reckon we're going to make it early if he takes his flight. This is perfect.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I was up front in 17K. I had a chicken Kiev.
A chicken Kiev?
Yeah, I had a full-on chicken Kiev. Mate,
every time they would bring out the menu, like first thing, and you look at it, and then they come around with the trolley.
Yeah.
They go, what would you like? I'm like, I forgot what was on the menu.
What's left?
I'm like, what's over there? Oh, we actually ordered on the first flight, 76. Would you like the chicken or the beef? I'll have the beef. We're actually out. Okay, I guess I'll just have the chicken then. Why did you give me the option?
Give me the option.
So then I've been asleep. Good sleep early, actually. I got about 7 hours on the first flight. It was quite good considering I was sitting upright and my feet had gone numb. But this part was like, oh, this part was next level. So I've like rustled and stirred. I'm like, oh, moving my head around. I'm like, oh, geez, how'd I go? Cop a look at the watch. Like, oh, wow, 7 hours. Nice. That's pretty good. Like, I've only got an hour of the flight left. Gordon turns to me with his I could feel his breath on my cheek. Good morning. How was your sleep? I'm like, oh, Gordon.
He said, I've been waiting for you to wake for 7 hours.
We've just crossed Java.
Yeah.
It was just not what you wanted.
No.
From a stranger to just be like, good morning. How's your
lucky it's that singing good morning to you because Gab might have
good morning, it on the good other morning. Side. Gab's like, are we singing? Let's go. Good morning. Mate, Gordon was, he was a rogue unit. Mm. But I mean, lovely. Absolutely lovely. And then a couple of times he did have a crack at talking to his other neighbour.
Yeah.
Got nothing, just refused. How long did you sleep for?
No, barely slept on
too excited.
I watched the whole of The Last of Us with like heaps of food and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had, but the plan was to try and, link up straight away with the, because we left at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
So the plan was to sleep as the Brits sleep because we were landing in London. Mm-hmm. So we just immediately went on to European sleep mode because we were like, oh, well, I know that on the 14-hour leg for the next one, mm-hmm. I'll sleep for 10 hours because I'll be flat. So we got to London.
That's so good.
We actually, disappointingly, only had a 45-minute layover in Singapore, which then meant we couldn't go to the Singapore lounge. Such a shame.
Diddums. Yeah. Do you know what I did in Hong Kong? I got off the plane and realized I left my glasses on the plane. So I had to go to Cathay Pacific customer service, which is on the other side of the airport, and said, oh, I've lost my glasses. And they said, you've come here too soon. No one's cleaned it yet. Just wait over there for an hour and we'll notify. I come back in an hour. They're like, oh, yeah, we've got them. I'm like, okay, cool. Can I pick them up? They're like, oh, you just got to wait while we bring them because we're on the other side. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But that's all right because I've got a 4-hour wait at Hong Kong airport, which cool airport, nothing to do though.
You had to wait for 4 hours. Meanwhile, you waited longer to get your glasses than I waited to get back on the plane where they give you another champagne.
Hot.
And then, so yeah, we landed in London, no jet lag. Thing about business class, because you can sleep, you just don't get jet lag.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does if you cook up your hours, but.
You did have business on the way back?
Yeah, we did the same thing, point upgrade.
Oh, you did business on the way back. Jet lag on the way back?
Nah. Oh, a little bit, but only like very minor.
Yeah.
Mainly because I cooked up the hours on the way home.
Far out. What an experience.
Yeah, what did I have on the way back? Had like a chicken burger and stuff. Yeah.
Far out. All right.
And then I just pounded shortbread. Had like five
cool.
shortbreads.
Cool.
So now we're getting into Europe, which you promised that because you were late last week, mm-hmm. you're a week late to coming back to work, you promised to bring us some stories. So the floor is now yours for any and all stories that you have.
Europe correspondence. Okay, well, I'm going to start off a little bit crass. One European observation I made.
Mm.
I'm not made for European toilets.
What do you mean?
My
anus?
Angle of attack is not conducive to a clean aftermath.
Oh, do you hit the back wall?
Hit the back wall. Oh. I'm like playing off the backboard. Bank it. Like NBA style.
Playing squash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing squash every time. That was my number one observation of Europe. I went to Europe for 5 weeks. My number one observation, I need a bit more like
girth.
I need a deeper toilet situation.
Well, you need a greater diameter of the well.
Yeah. That's exactly what I need. No, but I do have some other kind of observations or some other things that happened.
Mm.
Number one, Heathrow Terminal 3, don't ever go there.
Why? Oh, I mean, they lost my bag.
Worst airport ever.
It's not as nice as it should be.
No. This is like the biggest airport in the whole world. Make it nice. They just
Is it the
nice
biggest in the world?
Yeah, they just have nice. Nah, there would be a bigger
JFK?
One, but maybe busier.
LAX. Busiest?
Yeah, LAX. Surely. It was garbage. No junk food.
Ah.
They just have like cafes and stuff.
Wouldn't know I was in the lounge.
You suck, bro. You absolutely suck. I went to Ted Lasso. I did like basically the tour of Ted Lasso.
Me too.
Did you go to
Richmond? It's actually really nice.
Richmond is lovely.
Yeah. Rich people live there.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the rich.
Rich what? Rich people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rich what? Rich people. Yeah. Did you go anywhere else or did you just see the pub and then leave?
Do you know who I saw in Richmond?
Who?
I saw Nate the Great.
Nate Shelley?
In real life.
What was he doing there?
He was shopping in a kid's, like in a children's clothing store with his wife.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to ask for a photo, but he had his baby with him and I felt bad.
Did you go down to the river in Richmond?
And we did not go to the river.
That's what you do in Richmond.
Oh, right.
Yeah. What did you do?
Went to the pub and then went to the green.
Did you just drink at the pub? Green.
Yeah, had a beer in the pub.
How was it?
A lot of tourists.
A lot of Americans who love it.
Yeah.
There were people dressed in Richmond.
Oh, really?
AFC jumpers and stuff. Yeah. Right. They were like all about Richmond FC. But guess where else I went? Went to the watch EPL, the last round of the season, at Crystal Palace, which is where they filmed the scenes of the Oval. The outdoor scenes of
the Oval.
Of Richmond FC, Nelson Road,
and
Ted Lasso. That's Crystal Palace's ground. So we did actually the full tour by pure accident.
There you go.
Because that was just the closest ground to where we were staying for the last round. We went, and tickets were going to be so expensive to the EPL. So we just went, scalped them. Some tickets.
Nice.
No biggie, just scalping tickets.
Nice.
Getting a legal ticket. No, not illegal tickets. So
Are
cheap.
They illegal?
£20. That's all we paid for them.
That's pretty good.
But we went there, lined up. Oh, hi, we'd like to buy some tickets. It's the last game of the season.
Sold out.
We're definitely sold out. Oh, okay. Sorry. So then we did a little bit of a lap around and I was just on my phone, like trying to buy ones off like Facebook Marketplace. And Gab, sneaky Gab, see, sneaky Sicilian Gab, dodgy ass. She knows a dodgy human when she sees one. Sees this guy talking to this other guy in really hushed tones. Just heads over. Are you selling tickets? Yep, I am. Got two tickets? Yep, I got two tickets. How much? £40 for two tickets. We were in like the cheering section, like behind the goals.
Nice.
Where the people are with the drums and the speakers and the everything. Just singing the whole time.
Did you sing?
Yeah. I don't know what I said. I got about 80% of the words and I didn't know any of the players. So I was like, oh, I love this tune. There was one that sounded like Kylie Minogue. Gab was really up and about for the Kylie Minogue one. She's like, oh, I wanted to do the Kylie Minogue one again. They need that in AFL.
More chants.
More singing and more chants.
I think harder because of the locations of the fans.
But like, surely the cheer squad could get around it.
I mean, it does make sense that the cheer squad would be cheering.
All the cheer squads here do is go,
Richmond.
Like they just, Richmond, clap, clap, clap. Like why, are you not singing the whole time?
Be cleverer.
Yeah, be more clever.
Yeah.
You could easily do a Brisbane Lions song.
Brisbane.
Like, do you know what I mean? That's not good.
Yeah.
Do like a Bohemian Rhapsody or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something. I just want to hear more chants, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah. That's one change I'd make from Europe. I'd bring back a chant.
What else are you bringing back?
You know
back
when
from
you
Europe?
Come back from Europe and you're like, oh, it's so much better over there. So much better. Do you know what I bring back?
What?
Just pay with your bank card on public transport.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen in Melbourne.
Good.
It already happens in Sydney.
Oh. Oh, well, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely need to bring that back.
Yeah.
I'm bringing back the weather.
The European weather?
Yeah.
Oh, it was lovely over there.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
It was so
Do you know what I'm not bringing back? The lack of adherence to road rules.
Oh, that would really grind you.
It does.
That would really grind you.
Do you know what sucks? Paris.
You didn't like it?
No, that's just my overarching thought about Paris. I don't love it.
Interesting.
And I reckon, this is my thought on Paris, I reckon people love Paris because they think it's not cool to say they don't love Paris.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's bits about Paris that are amazing. Don't get me wrong. Like, the architecture's beautiful. The food's amazing.
Yeah.
But just, like, it's a bit of a prick to get around.
Yeah.
It's, like, no one's sticking to the road rules, which is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
There's no order. Like, you feel a bit unsafe all the time. everything feels a bit dodgy. You feel like no one wants you there. It's just like, yeah, not very welcoming. And I just don't think it's a great city.
Do you know who
I mean, it's a great city, but it's not like, it's just a bit shit.
Do you know who aren't welcoming? Generally, French people. Do you know who had a real run-in with a French person?
Gabriella Russo.
Your wife.
Oh, yeah.
That was so great, Bron.
Here's one for you, Bron.
This is bloody awesome.
We're at a bar before, in the pre-drinks for our mate's wedding. So, like, the wedding was the following day.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the pre-event the night before.
Lovely.
We're on a Greek island called Paros. We're all out of the bar. The whole wedding party, there's, like, 60 people, 60 of us there.
Yeah.
We basically have the run of the place.
Oh, my God. Tell me more.
It was bloody delightful. So we could pretty much, well, definitely at the start, we actually did have the run of the place. And then people started filtering in.
Oh, so this is when you guys met up?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. So nice. We were hanging out together. It was great. So, yeah, because we're at this wedding. So we were all of our mates there. And we were all standing around in a circle, like off to the side, very much not in the middle of the place. And
we're on the balcony.
Keeping to ourselves. So we're standing and we're all lined up like one side of the balcony and it was like a thin runway and then we're kind of lined up on the other side and then we would naturally, I'm showing Bron a little diagram here, we would naturally fill in like kind of along this balcony and along this balcony.
But people could still get through.
People could get through if they wanted to, but it was like a tiny balcony.
Tight.
So you wouldn't actually walk through.
If you were standing shoulder to shoulder with someone, there'd be 2.5 spaces.
Okay.
Or 2.5 people worth.
So then you would have people who would just naturally fill in the circle. And like your feet are basically touching here.
Yeah.
So Gab Russo was the person who was filling that middle spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Gab, who's 5 foot.
Yeah.
5 foot tall. Doesn't take up much space. Very polite.
Has a tiny backpack on.
Tiny, tiny backpack.
Small backpack for a small lady.
Yeah.
And then the group of people filter in later. We'd been here for like an hour.
Longer.
They filter in to also fill up the balcony.
Yeah.
And then they have also another person who is closing off their circle back to back with Gab.
Okay.
So naturally, there's a bit of music playing. There's a bit of movement. And what happens when it's busy? There's a little bit of body contact. That kind of happens.
Not jostling, just like movement.
Yeah, just movement. But then Gab interrupts a conversation at one point and he's like, hey, guys, like, is she bumping me?
Oh.
Is she bumping me? And we all kind of like have a bit of a peer. And like she was like throwing elbows more than she needed to be throwing elbows.
While dancing.
No, we're not dancing. We're definitely not dancing.
We're just standing. It was like have a bit of a bop to music. Yeah. But this woman is thrusting like, elbows backwards.
I hate that.
And we're
this lady who's probably about 5'10".
Yep. She was quite tall.
Much taller than Gabriella. She'd be 45.
Yep. 45, something like that.
Okay.
So then we just encourage. We're like, hold your ground.
Yeah.
Hold your ground, Gab. And then we look and the woman is like fully pushing back into Gab.
Mm.
And like you can see Gab's feet are moving forward.
Oh,
we're like, no, hold your ground.
Yeah.
So Gab holds her ground and then the lady turns around and erupts in French.
Mm.
Erupts at Gab. Throws the hand out.
She's the one bumping into Gab.
Correct.
She went full stereotype French.
Just went like full ham in French. And I've never seen Rach Falconer go full mama bear mode. It was electric because Gab was like deer in headlights. She's being yelled at by this tall French woman.
Yeah.
And their whole group has turned and kind of filtered in behind the French woman to back them up.
Mm-hmm.
So we've naturally like done that to Gab.
It's like we're about to have a dance-off.
We're about to have a dance-off, absolutely. And then so this woman erupts at Gab, goes ham in French. Gab kind of is like, what? Why is this person yelling? And Rach just steps forward in front of Gab and he's like, no, stop it. You know exactly what you were doing. My friend is standing here.
Yeah.
I don't care that you're shouting at me in French. I know you understand what I'm saying. You cannot do that. We've been here for an hour. We're here for a friend's wedding. We've put money across the bar. We are staying exactly here. She's like, no, she's pushing back at me. She's like, no, we all watched it happen. You are pushing back. You're being, and just like, went ape shit on this woman. It was so good.
Rachel is normally very anti-conflict.
Yes.
It was so good. And this woman was like, like you could tell that she went really hard on Gab because Gab's small.
Yeah.
And then Rach just gunned her. And then she's like, grumble, grumble, turns back around.
She said, I'm going to go get the manager.
I'm going to go get the manager.
That's I know right. the manager. Oh, we're here as we're here as guests of the manager.
What's Karen in French?
Yeah. Karen.
And then she went and got the manager, and the manager came over being like, oh, what's going on here? And then saw it was our group who had put money over the bar.
Yeah.
And had her, so the manager had his back to the French, because the French lady's like, oh, she's going to kick them out. Oh. And then he had his back to her and saw us and was like, don't worry about it, guys.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, because he walks over and like he was in a bit of a huff because she's obviously gone up to him and like, there's someone starting fights and starting trouble outside. And he walks over like pretty staunch and gets to the group. He's like, all right, guys, like who's been pushing out here? And Gab puts her hand up.
She was pushing
I have.
Me.
And he looks down at her and then just starts laughing. He's like, oh, my God. And then looks, and then he even says, guys, I'm really sorry. They're French. They're just all like this. Don't worry about it.
Mm.
Wow.
And then, so then everyone goes back to normal. They go, the manager ends off. And then it's like, all right, everyone goes back to standing there, standing there, standing there. And Gab looks up. Guys, it's happening again.
Round two.
She was elbowing again.
Oh.
Pushing
her.
You're kidding.
Yep. Pushing her again. And then Gab just holds her ground.
Yeah.
And then the lady turns around and erupts again.
What?
And then like it was
Dude,
like
have a guess what happens next.
It was like full deja vu.
What?
It was wild. Rach Falconer fires up again. He's like, mate, we've been through this.
Yeah.
We're not moving. You can't stand here.
Yeah.
We're standing here and just like has a full crack. The French woman switches with her husband.
Yeah.
And then he comes over and then he starts pushing. And then
the
like,
husband
not,
started.
Not pushing, but like backing into Gab again.
Oh my
so then
God.
We just kind of like switched Gab out for like one of our really big mates. And then they all like, the French people just all left.
Cracked it and left.
But then as they're leaving, it was so funny. We had one mate who'd had plenty of the local beers. And we're like, mate, they're leaving. The Frenchies are leaving. He goes, why are you joking me? They're leaving. And like the exit is right near the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
He leans over the balcony. We're all like, oh, moral high ground. Look at
we
us.
We won.
We've kept it all good. We won. The French have retreated.
classic French wimps.
You know, we're like keeping it all like, we're like high ground.
And we're literally on the high ground as they're going down the stairs. And then he leans over the fence and goes, nah, 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 nah,
and then the whole balcony,
hey,
au revoir. Yeah. And we're like, oh, it was just so great.
Oh my
Victory.
God.
So apparently the key, that Rach said the key to the argument was that, because Rach speaks German, has lived over in Europe for a little bit of time, speaks Italian, but she said the big thing about when you speak to someone and you're speaking in their second language, you have to speak very clearly and like precisely because they may not understand the complexities of like Australian slang or the Australian accent. So she was like, no, you will back off. You will not push my friend. And it sounded so authoritarian.
It was wild.
But she was like, I only did it because if I was like, no, leave her alone. She'd be like, I don't understand what you're saying. And then you sort of lose the argument.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, that was the key. But she just stepped in and was like, nah, this European's not pushing my friend Gabriella Russo. She's backing the fuck off.
It was so good. And everyone, because Rach is just a lovely human who is not conflict at all, and we've never seen her speak like that. Everyone was just in this silence. It was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And then
did
she
you
just
clap
like,
her out or something? Like,
yeah, absolutely. When like they left, everyone's cheering and like pumping her up. And like, it was the talk of the bar. People are like, you're walking around in there, like, oh, see Rachel, like, just bottled that chick. It was great.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah. I'll bet it was. I reckon that was like, we reached peak Europe in like the first week.
Yeah.
It was bloody
We also, there. And then the one thing, we were also in, before we got to Greece, Simon and I are both in London at the same time, and we were like, oh, should we meet up? It's going to be a bit hard. You're seeing Gab's family, spending heaps of time with Gab's family. I'm on the other side of the Thames doing other touristy stuff, like hanging out there. So we probably won't get time to catch up. And this day it was like, it was a bank holiday. It was like 30 degrees. We had unbeknownst to each other, we both head into the city. I head to the Borough Market, which is like heaving.
Chockers.
You are like in a nightclub. of 10,000 people.
It's like going to, imagine, it's like going to the tennis.
You're in a mosh pit.
It's the tennis, like ground pass style. Yeah.
You're in an absolute mosh pit through the whole of the Borough Market. Mm. And then we were like, all right, we got to get out of here. There's far too many people. And then just as we're about to walk out, we hear this, Adam Denstead! And it's Gabriella Russo. And we randomly run into Gab and Simon in the Borough Market in the middle of London at the precise time with thousands of people around us.
Whoa.
Serendipitous, right?
That is serendipitous.
What a time. What a bloody time. I love London. London's great.
Me too.
In the places in Europe that you went, where could you live?
London.
Yeah. Anywhere else?
London. Oh, yeah, London.
Yeah. No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, London for sure. Yeah. Where would you live?
I used to think no, but now I'm like, yeah.
I could live here.
Yeah. Where St. John's Wood is like rich ass. It's where Harry Styles and Taylor Swift live and Paul McCartney.
And you stayed there?
Yeah, we stayed in St. John's
Wood. Didn't you just have a certain type of holiday?
We booked so far in advance, it was so cheap.
Oh, that's amazing.
I booked a holiday that looked like I was rich, but it was just because Rach had done so much planning beforehand and I'd done 4 years worth of points grabbing that it looked like I was rich, but I was actually just like poor man living a rich man's holiday.
How was it?
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Do you know the coolest moment for us? We were, when we got back to London, so we'd been London, went into Europe, got back to London. We ended up just walking around Soho. Soho's legit. Mm. It's so good. So good there. Just like cool, trendy area. And there's a store there called Arme Leon d'Or, which is like, it's like the it store at the moment.
Right.
Super, super trendy. You know everyone wears New Balances now?
Yeah.
Well, the reason is because Arme Leon d'Or did a collaboration with New Balance and made New Balance trendy again. So now that's why everyone wears those. And like, you know, everyone's wearing New York Yankees caps now.
Yep.
That's why. Because they did a collaboration with them.
Right.
So it's like this super epic, epic trendy. And when we were there the first time, I just wanted to go and look at it. Like t-shirts in there are like $1,000. Like the hats are like $300. Like I'm never buying one. But I just wanted to go and look at it and be like, this is cool. Mm-hmm. I could get it. And then I go to like H&M and buy like something that looks the same.
Yeah.
And it's a bit cheaper. Fast fashion is very environmentally not friendly. I definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
Ignore that. Ignore that, guys. So we went, anyway, we go to Arme Leon d'Or on the first day we're there and like just have a look around. And we're in, they've got a cafe there. It's called Cafe Leon d'Or, which is just great. Like whoever did that, bravo. So good. And the shop is so like exclusive shop. It sounds real wankerish, but they're like very nice. There's only like 15 people out in the shop at any one time.
Oh, it'd be like a nightclub.
Yeah, because it's like, well, if we let everyone in here, you'll hate it and it'll suck.
Mm.
So we just, we'd prefer
like
to have a line.
There's
out
lines
the front.
Out the front of Gucci and stuff.
Yeah, so there's lines out the front. And we're like, oh, we don't want to line up for a shop. I'll just look through the window. It looks cool. Great, looks cool. But then around the corner is a cafe. And we're like, well, I'm a bit hungry. Like, we'll go in, we'll get a coffee. But from the cafe to the store, there's an opening and you can walk through it. But there is a person there. Who's like, oh, sorry, guys, you actually can't. I'll put your name like here. And when there's a spot, you can come through. Anyway, we just go and just start talking to the guy. Gab goes and talks to the guy. Oh, my boyfriend wanted to, my husband now wanted to come here and have a look at the shop. It looks so cool, blah, blah, blah. Comes and sits down. I go back and look. I'm like, oh, wow, this is like really cool. How big is it? It's this big. Great. How long have you worked here? Just talking to the guy, talking nothing. He was a bloody cool guy, dressed real snazzy.
In Arme Leon d'Or.
Arme Leon d'Or, correct. So then we end up just talking to this bloke and then we're sitting down in the cafe just having a coffee and a croissant and he comes over and he's like, guys, I just talked to my manager. Like, if you guys want to come through for like a quick look around, I've just cleared it with my manager. Just come through. Like, you were really super nice and like interested and like, I just think you guys are cool people. So just come through.
Bron's like shocked out there. She's very like, impressed.
We're like, this is sick. Absolutely, we'll come through. So he takes us through and then takes us through the store, but then also takes us down into like the private salon area, which is like when people hire out the place. Because like if Jay-Z goes there, he doesn't want to shop with me.
Yeah.
He just hires out a part and he goes down and sits down there and there's like,
hey, Jay, what do you reckon of these hats? A bit X-y, eh?
Oh, 99 problems. My problem is the price. So then we're down in there and he's like, yeah, this is where we have like private settings and there's like a poker table and a bar and all this stuff. Like, this place is
imagine
legit.
Imagine going to play poker in a shop.
Unreal, right? You just hang out with your mates. It was a cool salon. Like, it was sick. Anyway, we leave and like fully give the guy a hug and we're like best mates now. We're like, this is unreal. Thank you so much for the experience. And that's all I wanted to do. Like, I'm never going to buy anything from there.
And he gave you a hat?
No, he did not. Didn't give me anything. No, like, oh, to paint a picture, like the store merch, the Cafe Leon d'Or t-shirt,
yeah,
£80.
Oh.
For like
expensive.
A
$160.
Wild, wild stuff. I almost bought one. It was crazy. I got wrapped up in the moment. I didn't buy one, but I almost did.
Absolutely.
So then we go into Europe. We're there for
that's
4 weeks.
That's how much a Lacoste shirt at the French Open was.
That's so
£80
money.
For a t-shirt, of a Lacoste t-shirt.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we go into Europe and then come back and we had one day, we go around Soho. Gab wanted to see a show. She goes and sees Moulin Rouge. That's fine. But before we get there, we're walking around Soho and we're just walking down the street and we've got no idea where we are, but we end up on the same street as Café Lion d'Or and our mate is standing out the front.
Gary.
And we're like, mate, that's Gary up there. And we're like, I wonder if he remembers us. Nah, he won't remember us. Don't worry about it. Nah, like he won't. And then we're just cruising past and he looks, he's like, oh, hey guys. We're like, oh, hey. And then he looks again, he's like, hey, it's you guys. And we're like,
Gary.
And because we obviously recognized him because he's the coolest person I've ever met. And he didn't have to recognize us because it's been 4 weeks and he's met heaps of people. He's like, oh my God, it's you guys. How are you? We hug again. He's like, what are you guys up to? You're back in town.
Do you want a hat?
No hats. Okay. But then he said this, and it just made my whole trip. He's like, man, yeah, I thought you guys were walking past. I was like, oh, man, this is a cool couple just walking past. I was like, bloody. Gaz from Armé Leon Dore is like, these cool couples just walking past. Didn't know it was us. So then we just have a chat, and then we end up going.
Then
and
you then, have your hat.
And he's like, do you guys want a drink or something from the cafe? I was like, no, it's okay. I wanted to get out of there to not ruin the illusion.
Ah, you should have got a drink.
Nah. It was bloody the best. The guy from Armé Leon Dore thinks I'm cool.
Should ask for a hat.
Oh, I should have asked for a hat.
Definitely should ask for a hat.
Nah, he wouldn't give me a staff discount. I did. No, but then I couldn't go in there and say yes because then it ruins all. It's like winning Tats Lotto. In my head, I'm planning what would have happened.
Mm.
And that's way better than what would have actually happened. I would have gone in. I would have paid £12 for a croissant and a water. Gab would have had a cappuccino at 6 and been up all night. And then we would have been like, oh, well, at least that guy still thought we were the coolest people. Yeah, I just thought you guys were a cool couple walking past. It was like, well, we are that.
You are.
But we also are the people you know. It was.
There you go. That's our Euro trip, everyone.
Yeah, other things happen too.
So much other stuff.
Yeah, if you want any travel advice, just inbox us.
Yeah.
But we're doing top threes on Thursday.
Yeah.
Top three things to pack for Europe.
And that is it for our Euro trip. So much other stuff happened. If you need any advice, I'm sure old Mr. Europe over here would.
The correspondent's happy to dole out advice. That's the one thing you do love when you come back. You're like, you need me to tell you anything about Europe?
Give it to him while he's fresh. If you want to see Harry Styles and Taylor Swift, go to St. John's Wood.
Oh, good, good.
Apparently, if you sit on St. John's Wood High Street for long enough, Harry Styles will walk down there.
Really?
Because he lives down there somewhere.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's
that's so bloody cool.
It's pretty cool.
Anyway, Thursday show is coming up. We're all done for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Big announcement, obviously, off the top. This is our last week of the Adam and Simon show in its current form.
Thursday will be the final episode in its current form. We're doing all the classics.
We sound really mysterious when we're like, in its current form, we're taking a pause. Basically, the show's finishing for now.
Yep.
But we want to bring it back. We don't know when that's going to happen, though.
So what we're doing on Thursday, we're playing the hits. And that's it for today's Adam and Simon show.
Yep.
You'll get all the classics on Thursday. Plus,
top threes are there. We're going to do the quiz for the last time.
Yep. And we'll tell you why we're wrapping everything up. For the now.
Yes.
See you later, showies. Thanks for listening.